CNET.com/live is the place to find your favorite CNET tech shows. From the hottest gadgets to the latest tech news, we stream it live 5 days a week at CNET.com/live.
It's Thursday, May 5th. I'm Mark Lasaya, and it's time to get loaded. You can now tune into Pandora to get your laughs. The internet radio service is adding 10,000 comedy clips from more than 700 comedians into its library. Big names like Bill Cosby, Bob Newhart, Jerry Seinfeld, and George Carlin are a few on the list. The company says adding comedians to the library has been a long-time request from users. Similar to listening to music, comedy bits will be spliced in with audio ads. Google and Facebook are flirting with buying Skype. Business Insider says Facebook execs are considering a buyout or a joint venture. This would give Facebook a fully fledged video product to build into their service. Google already has a voice and video chat service, so their reasoning is less clear. Skype delayed its IPO earlier this year and is rumored to be considering a buyout for $3 to $4 billion. Warner Brothers is acquiring Flixster and Rotten Tomatoes. This comes just after Warner Brothers announced a digital everywhere app slated to roll out in the summer. The app will let users organize and access their video content from one place, and Flixster and Rotten Tomatoes could possibly be part of the service. Warner Brothers insists that both Rotten Tomatoes and Flixster will continue to operate independently. If you see links to videos and photos of Osama bin Laden's death, you already know not to click on them. They're spam, and clicking will download viruses onto your computer that will steal personal information. Now hackers are using Osama bin Laden's death to lure victims into clicking on these malicious links, but you know better. Barnes & Noble is planning to release a new e-reader at the end of the month. The Wall Street Journal got wind of an SEC filing speculating that the new device may be a tablet e-reader hybrid, possibly running Honeycomb Android 3.0. But CNET's own David Carnoy is saying the most likely scenario is that the company will upgrade their lower-priced e-ink reader and that the Nook Color won't get a refresh until the fall. We'll know in a few weeks. You may not have to plug in your iPhone to update any longer. That's the latest rumor from 9to5 Mac. They're reporting that Apple is working with Verizon to offer over-the-air updates similar to Android phones. No word on if this is happening with AT&T. That's your news for the day, and that wraps up your week of Getting Loaded. Remember, we don't have a show on Fridays anymore, so we'll see you on Monday. I'm Mark Lasaya with CNET.com, and you've just been loaded.
CNET.com/live is the place to find your favorite CNET tech shows. From the hottest gadgets to the latest tech news, we stream it live 5 days a week at CNET.com/live.